Hey guys, in this episode of Social Media Secrets with me, your host, Rachel Peterson, we're going to talk about why I became a social media manager and some of the behind the scenes. Because one of the things that I realized is that a lot of times people are like, why did you become one? I don't understand. Like, what made you want to be a social media manager when you had always been a hairstylist and when you had been a single mom and for like the shortest stint ever, a nanny, but that's a whole nother topic. Let's cue that intro and get this episode started. Hey, I'm Rachel Peterson, marketing expert and queen of social media. The question entrepreneurs are always asking is, how do I make social media work? How do I make money with social media for my clients and for myself? We're gonna break it down on this episode of Social Media Secrets. All right, guys, I'm so excited. So one thing I started doing in these episodes that is really, really fun for me is saying my name. And that may not seem like a huge deal, but it is a huge deal because so many people, including people who have been my friend for years, pronounce my last name wrong. Just kidding. But they do. They pronounce my last name Peterson, and it's I never even see it coming. Like, I'll be on their podcast episode or on their summit or on something that they're hosting, and suddenly they're like, we're so excited to introduce Rachel Peterson. And I'm like, no, because I'm not going to correct them live on whatever it is, right? I'm not going to stop recording, or maybe we're on a live. So I just keep letting it go. And then at the very end, I'm like, you can go to my website, Rachel Peterson. And I kind of hope that subtle thing helps them understand it without making them feel dumb. But anyway, so we're just going to start adding Rachel Peterson everywhere we can, to the podcast, to everything I do. It's Peterson, Peterson, like Peterson, right? Okay. Anyways, so I want to share a little bit about why I became a social media manager, because I think the behind the scenes story and journey is something that people don't get. So social media managers are an interesting breed, aren't they? I don't know if you're listening to this and you are a social media manager, but we're an interesting breed. We figured out some things about some cool platforms, and somewhere along the way we're like, hey, this is awesome. Hey, I wonder if I could do this for someone else. Maybe somewhere along the way you heard one of my podcast episodes or a TikTok video or a YouTube video that I put out there, or you are on my email list and suddenly you were like, I wonder if I can be a social media manager. And so with all respect, because I'm totally a social media manager, we are really strange people. Okay, so that's not the point of this episode, but we really are. Like, who thinks I should go on Facebook or Pinterest or TikTok or YouTube and do this for clients and businesses? It's actually really, really, really neat. Like, the fact that most of us do it better for our clients than we even do for ourselves. That's one thing I changed recently in the last few years. But most social media managers, they crush it with their clients' work and platforms and everything. It's just, it's so cool. So my reason for falling in love with social media actually goes back several years. And by the way, if you're listening to this episode, be sure you head on over to Instagram and tag me. It's at the Mrs. Peterson. All E's and a D in my last name. Do you like that? Peterson. But tag me and tell me, like, what made you a social media manager? And if you tag me in your IG story, I'll probably reshare it on my IG stories. So for me, there's this really, really weird magical moment of finding social media. It was super bizarre. My sister Jessica, she's 6 years younger than me. She's awesome. She's actually an entrepreneur. Like, she kind of denies that she's this like super baller, awesome entrepreneur, but she acts like, oh, it's no big deal. You know, I just run this little like coffee cart and it like sustains their entire family and they have employees and stuff. It's really cool. But back then she was, I think, just graduating from high school, I want to say. No, she was in high school. And she comes home one day and she says, Rachel, you've got to read this book. It's called Platform. And it's by, oh, who is it? I'm totally drawing a blank, and I shouldn't be drawing a blank. Oh, I'm going to have to look it up because I can't believe I can't think of who it is. So she's like, you've got to read this book. Oh, Michael Hyatt. There we go. Duh. So she's like, you've got to read this book Platform by Michael Hyatt. And I thought, okay, that's an idea. Why do I need to read this? I don't think I need to read this right now. I'm a single mom, newly single mom. I'm super busy. Life is crazy. Like, why is it so important? And my sister Jess goes, Rachel, you've got to read this because this guy, Michael Hyatt, he figured out how to use like Twitter and Facebook and use them to build a social media platform and like build a platform of people following you and stuff. And I was like, that is the silliest thing I've ever heard. By the way, this ties for, we're just going to do a little trip back down memory lane because I'm having fun today. back before I had Dakota, when I was pregnant with Dakota, I was doing the hair of someone who had inside intel. I won't say who it is or reveal who they are on this podcast, but I was doing her hair and she goes, Rachel, you should buy some stocks in this company. And I was like, what company is it? And she goes, Netflix. And I said, the company that ships out DVDs? And she says, yes, they're not going to have DVDs anymore. They're going to like get rid of all their DVDs and everything's going to be digital. And I was like, that is the silliest idea I've ever heard. There's no way that people will want to watch movies on computers or laptops. That doesn't make any sense. Like, I'm sorry. That's such a bummer. Like, they're not going to make it. This is a true story. And I dismissed her. And I'm sure she laughed. And I'm pretty sure she bought a lot of stock in Netflix. And I'm pretty sure that her life is great. But anyways, I digress. So my sister brings home this book, Platform by Michael Hyatt, and she says, you should read this book, Platform. It's all about building up a platform, becoming influential, building a business from social media. And I'm sitting there, I'm like an alcoholic single mom sitting at home. I think I had just had Dakota/I was going to school for hair during the days, and it was 6 days a week. It was so intense. And I'm like, that doesn't seem like appealing to me. That doesn't seem like a great idea. And I just, for some reason, was totally closed off to it. And during this time, I loved the show The Bachelor. By the way, I still love The Bachelor. It's very difficult for me to admit that the show is all fake. what are you talking about? It's all real. So I was watching, you know, The Bachelor, and I started tweeting at some of the Bachelor and Bachelorette stars, and some of them would start to tweet me back. And I remember thinking, this is insane. I'm sitting here on welfare and food stamps, drinking a mason jar of wine every night, which, by the way, I don't anymore. And I'm so glad I don't, because I would like wake up and be like, what did I say? Ugh. So then these bachelors and bachelorettes started following me back on social media, and I was like, what is going on? This is so crazy. And then one day I connected with one of the producers, the main producers of The Bachelor, and she ended up following me on Twitter, and we started tweeting back and forth. And there was just this really cool moment where I was like, this is a producer of a TV show. This is in Hollywood. This is unbelievable. Like, what is happening? And so for me, now that didn't amount to anything. At that time, I was like, what could this be? What could happen? Could I be on The Bachelor? The answer is no, because I'm, truth be told, I'm not a size like 4, right? So honestly, it just wasn't likely to happen back then, back when like size 2 was the norm. But that was like what I saw. And I was like, what is going on? Like, I'm connecting into Hollywood. And by the way, the Bachelor producer's name, her name is Cassie Lambert. She's wonderful. We ended up emailing back and forth for a few like months and I think even years, which is so crazy. So then in my head, I was just like, this feels like a portal to a different world. This feels like a portal to a different possibility. This is something so different, because right now where I am today, I feel so stuck. I don't see a way out. I hear of people talking about like the rich and the famous and everything like that. And I'm sitting here realizing, oh my gosh, this is going to be my life because nothing's changing. My life is going to be sitting here drinking wine every day after work, watching The Bachelor, tweeting at reality stars until the day that I got that tweet back where I was like, this is something different. And so social media captivated my interest because for me, it wasn't just social media. And I get really emotional talking about this because I was sitting on this like red, super worn out couch. I was renting one bedroom from my dad. And my dad was going through a hardship during that time too. And Dakota and I shared one bedroom. We had one bed. And I was so scared, like that's what everything was always going to look like. But for me, social media was the proof that there was something different possible. And I just remember like looking down at the carpet and seeing stains on the carpet and like gum on the carpet from like the last renters and looking at like all of our furniture and it was so crappy. And I was like, this is not going to be my life. I am not going to be an alcoholic mom who can't afford to make ends meet. And so that's the real backstory of why I became a social media manager, why I fell in love with social media, why I became a business person. I fell in love with business because I realized that not only could I get out of patterns in the life I was in, but I knew that I could then turn back and see other people on the journey and help them. Whew! This was a little more emotional of an episode than I thought, and also, yeah, we talked about a lot. So I hope you enjoyed this episode of Social Media Secrets. I'm going to call it for the day. Make sure you subscribe to this podcast so you don't miss any other episodes that are coming. Oh, and by the way, head on over to my free Facebook group if you want to become a social media manager. It's called Become a Social Media Manager. But head to becomeasocialmediamarketer.com and then there you can get access to that group. You guys are awesome. Go have a great night. Bye, everyone. Oh, 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 oh.